So where do I even begin about what I cover here in today's episode? I don't even know where to start. So first off, today is my birthday, so this is a very special episode, and I wanted to make it really special just to kind of like reflect and celebrate the things that have happened, not just for myself, but this is also for you as well. I am going to be sharing so many amazing things today. I'm actually going to share more about my journey and everything that's kind of happened and the things that I'm reflecting on of what my business has created certain opportunities and also an opportunity for you to pause and reflect as well during this episode to see what doors has your business opened up for you? What relationships has it changed for you? Or what has it released for you or created for you? And so also to top it off on this episode, I'm going to be sharing my three biggest failures in business and what I learned from them. And so the three biggest failures I want to be sharing today, which are more towards the end of the episode, is putting my business first, getting a business partner, and not trusting my gut. And so I really hope you resonate with this episode. And if you do at any point and you want to feel seen and heard with what you're going through in your journey, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at workflowqueen or email me at support@workflowqueen.com. And I'd love to hear about your journey, what you're reflecting on today. And I think you're really going to enjoy this episode if you just want to realign with yourself and your business and also celebrate the ending of tax season because my birthday always falls the day after tax season. So I appreciate you and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the Workflow Queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. Hey everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited because today is a very special day for me, or also for you too, especially if you've been preparing taxes. So as this episode is airing, it is my birthday. I am turning 33. And so I figured I would do a really fun episode around like my biggest three failures in the business and what I learned from them. Also, I just want to celebrate anybody who does file taxes and just say congrats for getting through a yet another tax season. I know it's very stressful. I always joke around to say that I swear I was born to be in the accounting space because my birthday is the day after tax day. And so also big shout out to my friend Jeremy Van Grohl. He also shares the same birthday as me. So big shout out to Jeremy if you're listening here. And I just want to give you a big happy birthday. And I hope you have the best day ever. I would not imagine my life sharing it with another birthday twin. So I just greatly appreciate our friendship. Jeremy Van Grohl is just been an amazing human being. He owns a bookkeeping company that focuses on nonprofits, and he is just a godsend, and I just love him so much, and he's just an incredible human being. So shout out to you, Jeremy. Love ya, and happy birthday. So I really just wanted to use this episode today to really just dive into this, like I don't know what it was, but like I was really struggling to figure out what I wanted to talk about on this episode because I knew that this would air on my birthday. And I was like, what do I do? Do it? Like, is that weird if I celebrate my life like with you guys or share my journey? Or maybe it's just like a mix of all of it. But what I'm doing is I'm literally allowing this episode to go exactly wherever it's going to go and just let my own conversation with myself, which is always so weird, just talking to the screen to myself. I'm just going to let it be whatever it turns into. So I'm going to try to stay on track to talk about my biggest three failures in business and what I learned from them. But I also might go on tangents around like my journey and where I've gotten to where I've gotten at 33 and so on and so forth. So I am currently now, as of today, 33 years old, and it's so crazy to me because I started my business in 2015. So I'm not going to try to do math here because this is literally live and I just like feel like I'm going to butcher it. But that's a really long time, and that's definitely under my 30s was when I started my business. And I literally had no idea that this is where I was going to be. I truly didn't even know I was going to be a business owner. It's not even in my family. I was actually the first one in my family to ever start a business, and which is such an incredible, cool thing to do. And so for me, like business has just become a part of my life, which we're going to talk about. One of my big mistakes is that I put the business first, but I'm going to show you how I learned from that. But anyways, just to give you some context. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. It really, truly has been. And I feel like your business, Brooke Swan says this all the time, my bestie, literally says your business is a reflection of your life. And it's so true, the more that I've like operated in my business, about how much they kind of like go together, and they're very symbiotic, like whatever the word is, where they're like together. Sometimes I make up words, and last thing I want to do is like confuse everyone on like making up new words. But anyways, I found that my life has just adapted to like my business, and my business has adapted to my life in a very beautiful way, but also in a very stressful way sometimes. But we'll talk about that here in just a second. But the business has allowed me to evolve as a human being. I swear to you that the business was the reason why I left my last relationship, who he was amazing. Like, he was an amazing man. But the reason why I left was because I felt like I wasn't growing anymore with him, like that there was so much more expansion and more opportunity for me. And it didn't mean like going out and being single and like being with all these other people. It really truly meant I needed to be with a partner who was going to challenge me, who was going to expand me. And the business opened that up for me. So the business opened up my eyes to opportunities that I didn't know existed until they happened, right? And so the reason I bring that up is because like so much in my life has changed since starting my business. Like, I've lost some friendships. I've also gained some really freaking incredible friendships along the way because of the business as well. And so I kind of wanted to like start off the conversation around that. So I'd love for anybody who's listening to just pause and reflect 5 minutes, just sit down and reflect on the things that like your business has changed in your life, whether that means like the physical things like money or whatever that looks like for you. But I really want you to think about like, how has it helped you as a human being? For example, like I've had to have the toughest conversations with like team members or people or even clients because of this business. It's made me feel more powerful in like the most nicest way, not like evil. It's made me feel energetic. It's made me feel aligned in my life. It makes me feel very much like I'm on the right path, that I'm helping other people while also helping myself. Because remember, guys, I love helping other people, but at the same time, like I still want to be able to get paid to be able to do what I want to do in my life, to feel like I can live my life to its fullest. And so I really just think that if we could just take a step back and pause and think about what has your business really done for you over the years that you have operated your business. And like I said, for me, it's just really created expansion. It's shown me things that like I didn't know I was capable of. I was able to get through hard things, things that were really easy, whatever those things were. And so for me, when I talk about expansion, the business has really allowed me to see my truest potential in the form of operating the business and what results can come from that. So before, I was very closed-minded before like my business kind of like really became successful. And I feel like I was closed-minded to thinking that like I was only capped at a certain revenue, and I was also only capable of making so much or capable of only helping so many people. And now like the way I think about like, especially if we're talking about the money and revenue, my brain now is like so different than what it was then, where now my idea of like money is like a faucet. So I truly believe that like money is like a faucet, that I can turn it on or turn it off at any time. And I know that sounds really crazy, and you're probably like, oh, that must be nice. Listen, no. What I mean by that is that when you stop feeding into the limiting beliefs that your mind has always put in place because maybe society or your family or your friends has put in your mind and planted those seeds, when you let go of those things and you fully step into your full potential, I know that right now I have two different businesses. If both of my businesses crashed today, I would be able to sit down, brainstorm, figure something out to make money. You will never see me at this point in my business, when before this might be a whole nother scenario before I kind of got and stepped into this place in my mindset. You will never see me be like, oh my God, woe is me. Oh my God, I lost all my team. And oh my gosh, my tax preparer, they just quit on me. And yes, those moments suck because I have been there. I've been in those moments before, but you'll never see me like just give up and stop and be like, you know what? Now I can't run the business. I can't tell you how many times I've had students in my programs who are like, yep, I feel like I'm just going to give up. And I understand that, because in the moment, it feels like you just need to give up. But maybe it's a moment of testing you. Maybe it's a moment of testing you that this is, you know, and there are going to be moments where maybe it is best to just shut down the business. Like, trust me, there are right moments for when you might need to just let it all go. But usually it's because you're digging and you're so close to the gold that like each of those little milestones are really key in order to, for you to expand and to grow into the next level version of you. And so, like I said, you won't see me being that woe is me human being. I will always figure it out. And I innately know deep down, deep down, that everything will work out for me every time. I like have no doubt in my mind that the universe will find its way to work out. If the business is crashed, if something were to happen, there's always something at the other side. And so I really just want to say that, because if you're struggling to get to that position, just remember of how resilient you've been with your business already up until this point. And so it's so important to be reflecting on these things of like, what has this given you other than like revenue and money, right? Like think beyond that. What has it given you as a gift? For me, communication. I actually, most people find this very surprising. I actually am quite shy. I don't sound shy because I have to force myself to not be shy, but I actually am very introverted more than most people think. And so for me, the business has allowed me to learn how to have conversations, because I don't think I've ever even like said this to anybody. So you guys are like the first people to ever hear this. I feel like I really struggle with conversations, especially then. Like now is a little bit different, but I feel like I always like don't know what to ask. Like, what questions do I ask? Like, do I say like, where are you from? Like, hi, my name's Alyssa. Like, I live in Lake Arrowhead. Like, I don't know. I just always feel like it's so awkward to talk small talk, and I just want to get to the deep stuff. But I also sometimes don't know how to like open up to the deep stuff, if that makes sense. And so for me, the business has allowed me, especially the podcast. The podcast was a really big factor in really building up that confidence, because I have to interview people and I have to ask deep questions. So because I have to ask deep questions, it allows me to listen in when I'm talking to other people to say like, oh, can you expand on that? Because that's what I have to do here at the podcast. And so that was one big reason why I wanted the podcast, was to have an opportunity to challenge me in an area that I'm very self-conscious about, that I am – it's something that I still have not mastered. Like I find that I struggle with like, what do I ask people? And also if I don't resonate with people, like I really resonate with people who are business owners because they understand the resilience and everything that goes into it. Then I talk to like – it sounds so bad, but like normal people are just people who don't have businesses, guys. I'm so sorry. That sounds really bad when I say it, but like that's just how my mind works. It's just sometimes I find it hard because I hear those people complaining all the time, mad at society, mad at money, mad that they think they deserve more, but they're not willing to work for it. And so when I have those conversations with those people, the business has really allowed me to see like I'm not better than those people. Absolutely not. I don't think that in my mind. But I do recognize a lot quicker when someone is not my people, because like I don't want to be sitting here complaining about life. But at the same time, back in the day, that was a part of my life because there was nothing to really look forward to. Not to say that like I didn't have a fulfilling life, but during that moment and during that time in my life, like the only good thing was like gossiping at the job that I worked at was bartending. And so of course there was always regulars or team members that we could be like gossiping about. And now like that doesn't fly with me. None of my friends gossip. If they did, we wouldn't be friends. There's a here banter here and there about like some gossip things, of course, because like we're all human. But like deep down, it's just like no longer my desire. So the conversation in my life has changed because of my business. The way that I view my friendships, my people, the people I'm surrounded by, I don't settle for anything anymore. And I think this is one big reason why I left my last relationship as well, is I just no longer desire to settle. And I think the business has allowed me to see that, because before in my business and beforehand, I would let people walk all over me. I would be willing to just get paid whatever they want to. I would work for cheap or whatever. But now I'm at a place in my business that I don't care if you want to pay me $2,000 a month. I will literally say no if you're a human being. Like, I just don't want my team to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want the pressure. I don't want any of it. And so for me, I've gained this confidence that also if I don't take that $2,000 and have to deal with that person, I could still go and find someone else, even if it means four other people at $500 to support me and my team that are going to respect us. And so what I mean by that is like the business has really allowed me to expand as a human being and really opened up different doors that I didn't know existed. I mean, this has literally opened doors for me to go speak on stages and to allow me the opportunity to make friends all over the United States. Like I just got back from Denver, Colorado with my good friend Kirsten Reeder. So she's, if you're in our Bookkeepers Gone Wild group, then you obviously know who Kirsten is. If you've been to BKX, she's spoken there. She's amazing. She's also in Breakthrough and Kickoff with Asana. She's like an amazing human being. Just got to see her in Denver for a very short-lived moment. Unfortunately, we all like had to only be there for a couple days, but we went to go see a comedian out there. And it's just little things like that too. Like it blows my mind, the friendships and the things that have come from this business. And so I just want you to reflect and look around, even if that means reflecting on my birthday, of how far have you come? What has the business done for you that has allowed you to expand as a human being? if you want to go the monetary route and you want to think through the things that you have gotten monetarily, if that's important to you, that's 100% okay. For me, I always really wanted a 4Runner. It was my dream car, and I was able to buy my dream car, which was super amazing. I just bought my brand new house, and I'm very excited. It's my first home. You know, I've been able to buy my travel trailer on a whim. And for me, all of the things I've ever purchased are all things to be able to adventure. So if you've been around for a while, then you probably have heard this story, but I lost my brother to cancer. He was 16 and I was 15, and it was really hard on my family, but my brother would always say to live life to your fullest, and I actually have it tattooed on me, and my brother really lived by this because he knew his life was going to be short-lived based off the cancer that he had. It was very terminal, and so we did our very last trip with my brother before he passed. And we went to Disney World, and Make-A-Wish Foundation actually paid for us to go out there. We went to Disney World. We went to the Universal Studios out there, Gatorland. They paid for everything. We got front of the line for every single ride. It was the most amazing experience and the most amazing last experience we had with my brother before he passed. He ended up passing 2 months later because he fell back in his chair at school and hit his head, and he had a blood clot that was so big they couldn't do anything about it. So my parents had to make the hardest decision they've ever had to make, which was pull the plug, because if not, he was literally going to be a vegetable for the rest of his life. And it was a very hard decision, and it was very hard to experience at such a young age. But at the same time, I want to say that my brother's death and how all that happened really impacted me in a way that helped me to learn as an individual and a human to understand that living life to your fullest is the most important thing. But when I talk about the three biggest mistakes, and I told you guys I would totally get distracted. I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to talk about some of my three biggest mistakes, because my number one is that I always put my business first. And I've learned that one the hard way. And I think my brother has been such a great learning experience. I really do believe that people were set on this earth for a very specific reason, to give you certain lessons. And he definitely instilled into me that live life to your fullest 100%, that no matter what, always think of the ways that you can adventure and experience more and be with more people. And so for me, my 4Runner, it's not just a car. It literally is something that I off-road. I literally scratch it. My poor car guy. I have a car guy, guys, who literally details my car. And he's, I think, more obsessed with my car than I am. He literally be like, Alyssa, I keep telling you, you keep getting scratches on it. I'm like, yeah, but I went off-roading. It's like, I don't mind if they get scratches. That's what I bought the damn thing for. And so for me, it's not this physical icon, and I have to get this car to have this luxury. It's not about, for me, it's I don't care. I'm going to destroy the car. That's my goal, right? But in the most positive way, to take care of it, but also use it for what it's meant for. I know so many people who buy off-roading vehicles and never once off-road with them. So for me, it's I'm going to use it to its capacity. So I think when I talk about money and what it gives me, it's because of an experience that I went through where my brother has never bought a house. He actually never kissed anybody. He's never been in love because he passed at such a young age. And so for me, I'm trying so hard not to get teary-eyed. It's so hard to talk about it sometimes because I do realize the moments that I'm in these in life, and to be here for 33 years just blows my mind, because I'm almost double the age that he would have been. At 16, double would have been 32. And so there's still moments that I get very overwhelmed, because the business truly has opened up so many doors for me. And the monetary way is I travel a lot. And that was really big. Like I said, my brother didn't get these opportunities. And I would hate to be on my deathbed, never experiencing the really important parts of my life. And so I just want to kind of preface that, if that's okay, if money is something that's a driver for you, but what is the money going to give you? Is it going to give you more adventures? Is it going to give you more time with your family? Give you more opportunities? It's okay. I would just really recommend that you sit and you reflect on that. Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because because it is way more cost effective and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more. So I want to talk and end here today. I feel like I just got like almost a little emotional here for you guys. And I definitely knew I was going to get distracted on this episode, but I wanted to make it raw and exactly where it was going to go. But I do want to end off today's episode of the three biggest failures that I've experienced in my business that would really, maybe it'll resonate with you. And if it does, reach out to me, go to Instagram at workflowqueen or come email me at support@workflowqueen.com. I would love to hear your experience. What is something that's been a driver for you? Maybe you lost someone in your family that really instilled XYZ for you. I would love to share that experience with you because I really greatly appreciate you listening today. So the three failures are number one, putting my business first, number two, getting a business partner, and number three, not trusting my gut. And so I will say why these were failures and also how I was able to get on the back end. Because even though things are failures, I do believe that there's always a positive on the other end. So the first one was putting my business first. I'm sure that as you're listening, you also have done the same. It's okay. You've done it. Let's just fix it and move forward. So the reason why I bring this up is because when COVID happened, I started Workflow Queen. And at that time, I still had my own firm, so Top Notch Bookkeeping Solutions and Workflow Queen. I had about an overlap of about a year and a half with both Workflow Queen and my first firm. And during COVID, as we all know, we kind of were stuck at home. We were forced to do all the work and forced to do all the things. Workflow Queen had started, but it was before COVID, but it was like a month before. So nobody knew it was like a thing, right? And so when COVID hit, all I could do was drown myself in work. And so I will say that this, like for a couple of years, like almost 3 years, all I did was just like focus on the business, focus on like building this thing out, getting in front of the right people, doing everything I needed to do to like help the accounting space. And boy, do I regret it to this day, only because of one reason. I don't regret all the hard work because it did become fruitful for me and it did allow for me to expand and get into more rooms and more opportunities. But however, I did lose one thing and it was I gained a lot of weight. And I'm still frustrated at myself for not taking care of myself and putting myself first, my physical and mental health. And so my mental health was like right out the window. Like it didn't matter. At this point, my mental health is back into check, which is great. But right now I'm starting to work towards getting my health, like my physical health back into place by like, you know, moving my body more, eating better, eating more to the source. And I'm really proud of myself. I've actually lost like 15 pounds. And so I'm very proud of myself. And that also meant quitting drinking because someone once told me that this woman actually I'm in a mastermind with, she was talking about how she was 365 days sober. And I was like, that's so amazing from like no drinking. And she was like, yeah, because I twisted my mindset to say I am a high performer and high performers don't drink. And I was like, ooh, that really resonated with me. And I had started my like no drinking path very recently. So I started it, oh man, it's going to be almost 120 days. As this episode is airing, I think it's going to be 120 days actually, which is pretty incredible. So that's from like no drinking and stuff like that. And so what she had said to me about how she's a high performer and high performers don't drink really resonated with me. And so I just think way more clear if I don't ever drink, like any of that kind of stuff. So the reason I say that is because like my mental health is coming back into check and my physical health is, but I lost it. And I lost it because I put my business first. I also put my business first and jeopardized my relationship that I was in at that time. And he was amazing and it was a great relationship, but there was also reasons why I left, of course. But I definitely put my business first and I recognized that and I admitted that to him when I left, saying that like I know that I put myself into my business. But at the same time, I feel like I did that because I didn't feel like I was being challenged in my real life. And so putting my business first was a failure only because I lost myself in the process. And so I just really want, and I hope that resonates with someone who is putting their business first, to take a step back and say, is it all going to be worth it? And to find balance, because right now I have balance in my life and it's starting to get more well-rounded, but it's not easy. There's definitely challenges. I definitely have my days where I overwork and do all the things, but just just remind yourself that life is bigger than just your business. So that was my biggest failure, honestly. Like I said, I lost myself in the process, but I'm doing really good now compared to how I was then. I mean, I literally had an anxiety attack that lasted like hours last year because of like the business and everything that was going on in my life. And so if that doesn't, your body will literally react when you're not putting it first. And so I've learned that the hard way. The second biggest failure was getting a business partner. And I don't want this to sound negative because my partner was an incredible human being. And so I just want to make that super, super clear for anyone listening. The reason why getting a business partner was a failure for me is because of the fact that I didn't sit down with myself to determine if this was the right fit or not. So I feel like I just kind of jumped into it and I just was like, oh my God, I'm really excited. Let me just offer if she wants to be my business partner. I want to start another firm. This is going to be so amazing. And I approached her and she used to work for me at Workflow Queen. And then we decided to be business partners. The thing I regret about that was not her as the individual. It was the lack of me not sitting down thinking, Alyssa, do you really want a business partner? Do you really want someone to have to like almost ask permission to and to see, like, I like to pivot a lot and I like to just change paths all the time. It's just who I am. And I used to think that was a negative trait of mine, but it's actually a positive because I'm able to adapt. And I didn't sit with myself and I regret it because I didn't sit down and say, do I really want this business partnership? Y'all think it's fun and games to have a business partner, but I'm telling you from experience that like you really have to understand, are you capable of having a business partner? For me, I like to run. Like I'm a sprinter when it comes to like running my businesses. When I want done, it's going to happen. Like it's going to happen now. I'm going to make it happen. I don't care what gets in my way. It's going to happen. But then I forget that other people are different. So if you are going to have a business partner, I really do recommend that you guys get like assessments on like the way that you both operate, maybe doing like your human design. So if you don't know what human design is, I really recommend checking it out. Brooke Swan actually has a company called Align Self. She offers like human design readings. And that might be really helpful for you. If you guys are interested in that, you can just email me at support@workflowqueen.com and I can get you guys that link, or better yet, I'll actually just drop her booking link for the human design reading here in the chat. The reason why I say that is my human design really helped me and she's like done my own reading of like helping me understand like who I am. And so if you could do that with your business partner, that would allow you guys to like really understand the like how you guys work together and how you guys can support each other. And so the reason I bring this up is because with my business partner, I wanted to run. They didn't have as much experience in running a business like I did. And I felt like I was treading in very, very thick mud because I feel like I was going so slow because I had to like step back and help them and make them understand. And it was just a lot. And they brought a lot of great attributes and things to the table. But it got to the point where like I started to feel frustrated and feel like it wasn't fair because I felt like I put in a lot of effort. And I know that they were also putting in a lot of effort, but it was in a different way. And I understand that and I see that. But the reason why I'm like saying this is because it wasn't necessarily having a business partner that was the regret. It's the regret that I didn't sit down and ask myself, do I truly want this? Because I wasted their time, I wasted my time, and I wasted money. So when I eventually realized that this wasn't working for me, I actually was talking to my coach and I told her everything. I laid it down and said, I am just not happy. Like I'm not happy having a business partner. She asked me why. We went through all the things. I cried a lot because like I love this person so much. And I also knew that I was going to risk losing them as an employee of Workflow Queen as well. And so it was hard. And they were someone who's like almost my right hand at Workflow Queen as well. And so I knew I was risking a lot, but I had to be honest with them. And so I got on a call with them and I let them know. And I gave the option that they could buy me out, I could buy them out, or we could dissolve the company. But there was like no negotiating that like we can like try to make it work as a partner, because I feel like I wasn't true to myself, right? And so the smartest thing that she had mentioned too was that because I'm in the US, that it was just smarter for me to have the company. So we did a buyout. So I bought her out for her like shares of the company. And so that was as of, oh my gosh, 2022 in October. So we were only partners for about 8 months. That's how fast it was that like I really wish I would have like sat down and thought through this. And so my biggest failure about that is genuinely not stopping. So the message to you is that whenever you're making a really big decision that's going to impact the business, I say take a step back, sit down, listen. is this really what you want? Is your gut telling you this? What are the things that you need to go through to make sure that you are evaluating this for every part that it is before you move forward? Do you need to lean on someone that has experience with whatever you're trying to accomplish that can help give you insight? So that's my number two failure. My third failure is not trusting my gut. So another thing, just to shout out Brooke again, she does human design readings. If you don't know what human design is, I'm going to do a terrible job of explaining it to you, but it's very impactful. So essentially, like, where you were born, the exact time and location imprints you with like certain things. And I know you might be thinking I'm crazy and that this is all woo and like, Alyssa, what are you talking about? But I promise you it's bigger than like, it's not like, oh, you're an Aries, and then this is who you are. It's like way beyond that. It's just like so comprehensive. It seriously sounds like someone is reading in my own personal journal. And so I did my human design, and I'm what's called a projector. And then Brooke actually started another company called Aligned Self, where she actually helps people with understanding their human design and like how to use it, because it really does become like a roadmap of your life, of like how you operate. And for the longest time in my life, I knew I always trusted my gut. Like, I can know, like, literally, like, today, if you ask me a question right now, Alyssa, do you want to go to Europe? I will know right away. Like, you don't even need to give me time. Like, I will say yes or no in the moment. And for the longest time, I thought I was impulsive, and that I thought I was just like this person that like couldn't control myself or whatever. But then learning more about my human design, so I did a reading with Brooke, which I'll link out that reading link with you guys below in the episode if you want to check it out. But I believe that like you pay her for like a certain time frame to read through your human design and whatnot. And it's really freaking powerful. Like, you can use it in your business, in your life. It's amazing. And I love Brooke so much. So shout out to Brooke. So anyways, through learning more about being a projector and what I am, my splenic is like my gut instinct. So essentially that means like my gut instinct, I know right away when something is right or something's wrong, and I don't need time. Well, there's other people out there who do need time. So when you understand like this human design part of things, especially going back to the partner, it allows you to see like, okay, for you, you might not understand someone sitting and waiting to make an answer, where I'm like, I'm frustrated because I'm like, why aren't they just making an answer? It's like really easy, just do it. It's because innately I was imprinted with being able to like know immediately when something's right or wrong, whether that's a person or a thing or an opportunity, I know immediately. Like, and so now I'm learning to trust my gut instinct a lot better, which is nice. And so I used to try to resist that, because like I said, I used to think I was impulsive. And then now that I'm learning that, like, I know immediately, oh, this is a right fit. Oh, no, that's not a right fit. And so I really recommend that going through, like, for myself, the failure of not trusting my gut really left me in a lot of places that I didn't feel like I was, how do I say this? Like, I was progressing because I wasn't listening to my gut or just going with what was right. Obviously, the things that I said no to that I probably should have said yes to obviously happened for a reason, because I'm here right now and I'm happy with my life. But there's definitely moments now that I'm like, man, I should have just trusted my gut on that, or it's just like the stupidest example, but I'm going to say it anyways. Like, last night I went to dinner with my friend and we were talking and we were like looking at the menu, and I was like, okay, I really want steak. I really wanted steak last night. But then I was like, ooh, but I want to try something different. I want to try the chicken piccata. And my gut instinct was like, don't get the chicken piccata, because like, you're really going to really want the steak. But I didn't listen to my gut last night, and I literally ordered the chicken piccata. Guess what? I regretted it. Like, so it's like little things like that. I know that's food, but like, this happens a lot in my life, that like, when I do this, I'm like, why do I not just trust my gut, right? And so this also happens in ways where like, I'll book a trip, and then all of a sudden the day before, I'll be like, you know what? I don't feel like going. Like, no, I don't feel like it. And I trust my gut, and it's the best decision I've ever made. But then there's also times when like people are like, oh, I really want to do this trip. And so I'm like, cool, I'll just buy my ticket and I'll go meet you. So like, it goes both ways kind of, but it was just very interesting. So with me, trusting my gut is really big. So that means like a lot of decisions in the business, me not trusting my gut, I feel like just hasn't opened as many doors as I wanted it to if I would have just trusted it. And so my message to you is that like, if that's something that's really big for you, is trusting your gut, then maybe if it's not trusting your gut, maybe it's just getting to know yourself innately, where something maybe like human design allows you to see that and see those different parts of yourself, of how you operate, so you can better service yourself and better help your clients and better help the business and your family and all those different things. And so I don't know if that helps you guys. Honestly, I feel like I just went on a tangent, but I really wanted to make this like birthday special episode just go wherever it was meant to go, with an idea to talk about my three biggest failures. So I really appreciate you guys listening in. And if you want to share any of the things that you're experiencing or any things that you're going through, or just like you want to share just whatever you want, feel free to reach out to me. Just know that you have a friend in me. I'm very grateful for you listening, and you can reach out to me on Instagram at WorkflowQueen. I usually like to voice note people. It's just like my favorite thing to do. Or you can reach out to me at support@workflowqueen.com if you want to share a story. I promise it stays with me. I really appreciate every single one of you for listening today, and I hope that this helped you in your journey. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.